about the gospel. In the gospel, our Lord is making a very strong impression upon Simon Peter. Simon Peter was chosen by Jesus to be the rock upon which he would found his church, the first pope. And what our Lord was going to teach Simon is a very, very important lesson. And what was that lesson? That lesson was not to rely on yourself, but to rely upon God. Now, Simon Peter, we know, at the time of Jesus' passion, didn't learn that lesson very well, because he relied on himself, and when Jesus was being judged and condemned by the high priest, Simon put himself in a situation where he's warming himself by the fire. And three times, as Jesus had foretold, Simon denied that he knew Jesus. Three times he denied his master. He was relying on his own strength. He put himself in a bad situation, and he fell miserably. He certainly repented. It was said of St. Peter that so often had he wept that he had like indentations in his face. No doubt, and this is something you hear often in the East, you hear a cock crow, and it was probably like a little dagger to his heart, reminding him of his faults. But our Lord is here teaching Simon a very important lesson, and that is, don't rely on yourself, but trust and put your confidence in God. Simon Peter had fished all night, didn't catch anything. As we mentioned in the past, the fishing of this type is very laborious. I remember in the 1980s, I went down to visit Bishop Carmona, his church in Acapulco, a very old part of the town, but his church, the Church of the Divine Providence, is only like two or three blocks away from the coast. I visited Bishop Carmona, I believe, in 1987, and again in 1991. And I can just remember having a small, inexpensive motel right on the coast, the old section of Acapulco, and I get up early in the morning to pray my prayers and get ready for Mass to go over to the church. And these men, they were really, really, really tanned. And not only tanned, but they were really strong. It was probably about 5:30 in the morning, and they had just enclosed, they had their ropes where they cast out their necks, and they're enclosing them, and these men were pulling on these ropes with all their might. And the fish, and they were just abundantly, as they got closer, the net got closer and closer, they're just swarming fish. But this was not easy work. This was not something that, you know, you do in your spare time. This was the way they made their bread. This is how they supported themselves. And these men, you know, they started at 5:30, watched them pulling in the nets, and they were just about finished when I go to church, offer Mass, pray my prayers, make my thanksgiving, and come back. It was hard labor. So you can imagine St. Peter and St. James and St. John all night throwing out the nets, pulling them back in, untangling them, straightening them up, casting them out, trolling, moving their boat, and absolutely catching nothing. Very frustrating, very exhausting. And when our Lord says to Simon Peter, let's go out and cast out the nets, Simon says, Lord, we've caught nothing all night, but at your word, I will do it. And behold, they have so many fish that both of their boats are sinking. This also occurred on another occasion, and that was after the resurrection of Jesus. Simon Peter and the apostles were out fishing, and someone from the shore asked them if they caught anything. They said no. And that person from the shore calls out and says, cast your nets on the other side of the boat. And no sooner had they done so than their nets became bulging. And immediately St. John recognized, he says, it's the Lord. And Simon Peter jumped out of the boat in his impetuosity. He jumped out of the boat and swam and ran ashore to be with our Lord. Well, what does this teach us? It teaches us the importance of having God's blessing in our lives. We can do a lot of work, we can do a lot of sweating and labor, but if God is not with us, if God's not blessing our work, we're not going to achieve very much. We're not going to achieve anything. This is especially something we try to impress upon the priests and the religious. We just, not too long ago, we had a religious retreat, priest retreat. And I impressed upon them and reminded myself, we do a lot of work, we travel great distances, we cover many places. But if our work, our labor for souls is going to have real fruit, then really we need our Lord with us, blessing us as he blessed Simon Peter on this occasion with him. Miraculous catch of fish. And you know, for all of us here, those of you who are lay people, you have maybe friends or relatives or acquaintances. You want them to get to heaven. You want them to save their soul. You're worried about their salvation. You're also throwing out a net to try to save them. But remember this, more important than your arguments and any things you might photocopy, or little booklets, or pamphlets, or articles, or emails, or whatever, more important than all that you can say, you need to make sure that God's grace is there. Because unless God's grace is there, they're not going to see, they're not going to understand. Having eyes, it says in Scripture, they're going to see not, having ears, and they're going to hear. They're not going to grasp it. More important than anything we might say, we need to say what we need to say, but we have to back up our words with prayer and with sacrifice. If we want God's blessing in our daily lives, let us remember to have God a part of our lives. Don't let a day go by which we neglect to say our prayers. If we ever have the opportunity to make it for an extra mass during the week, take that opportunity. And when we receive the sacraments, let us receive them with as much fervor and zeal as possible, realizing these are the great sources of sanctifying grace and also the sacramental grace to help us to stay on the right path, and that God's blessing be upon our undertakings. We are right now in a growing season. You notice how, as you drive around, you have cornfields, you got soybeans, you have a lot of fruit trees, the fruit's coming to fruition now, whether it's the mulberries or the cherries or apples, have a little ways to go. But we know a good tree, or we know a good plot of land by the fruit it produces. And so it is also in our own lives. Jesus tells us, a good tree bears good fruit. And when we think of what we need to bear in our lives, by their fruits you shall know them. We need to bear fruit. But we need to bear fruit, and how do we do that? Especially by God's grace, which is like watering a tree or watering a plant. We can, you know, sometimes you water your garden with the sprinkler. That's nothing compared with the ones what God sends from heaven. The rain that comes down, the nitrogens and such like that, things really perk up, whether it's grass or whatever, when the water comes down from above. And when God's grace showers us in our lives, we will bear much fruit. So let us not underestimate. With God, we can do all things. Without him, we can do nothing. And that's the beautiful thing when we read the Mass for today. The Lord is my light and my salvation. For whom shall I fear? And our Lord, he has to be our guiding light, and he has to be our strength in the midst of the turmoil and the tempest of this life here on earth. We are battered and buffeted by winds and storms and temptations and difficulties and frustrations. It's like to see that, like that boat of Peter, it gets rocked and seems like it's going to capsize. But let us remember, our Lord is in the boat with us. And our Lord told his apostles, why did you fear, you of little faith? So let us remember the gospel for today. It encouraged us to have a strong hope in God and have that confidence that with God we can do all things. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.